Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm feeling this right here, G. Help me up a little bit, yo.
Taboo Talk, featuring Christian consultant Lady Charmaine Day. This episode is guaranteed to be rich with sensitive, intimate, natural, full conversations about taboo topics rarely talked about within the Christian community. And now, get ready for the God-chosen, anointed, motivational speaker, TV and radio personality, the one, the only, Lady Charmaine Day.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Mrs. Arlene Day, also known as Mama Day. How are you today?
I am blessed and highly favored. And how are you?
I'm doing beautiful, and God is good. And how are you, our VIPs, our very important people, our listeners? Hi.
Hi.
I hope you're doing good. You know you make God look good. How was your week? We hope your week was special. And we've been checking up on you, trying to see if you've been doing what you're supposed to do, going out there and visiting some of the stores we talked to you about. And, you know, we're getting good reports. We're hearing that the listeners of Taboo Talk are out there doing themselves and making themselves look good. And you know, I get a lot of feedback about people who know that you do listen to Taboo Talk, and they go, wow, so-and-so, they're really up and coming or on the go. And, you know, they make God look good. And I just want to let you know, you make God look good. So round of applause to you listeners. Yay! All right. All right. So one of the things I wanted to let you know is that this is Independence Month, where we are celebrating the month of July for independence. And as you know, the 4th of July is the country's Independence Day, but you know, all month long, we want you to be thinking about ways to keep yourself free mentally, free spiritually. So the topic of discussion will be your self-image and how you tie your self-image and what your self-image is made up of. And we're just going to break it down. We're going to break it down. So the month of July is about being independent. And the reason why we got around to self-image for the first week to talk to you about is a lot of people say, you know what, I went out and I went and did the MAC makeover. You know, I got new makeup, or I went out and I got a new cologne, or I got new perfume, and, you know, I got new clothes, but I still feel empty on the inside. You know, I may look good, but I don't feel good. And I wanted you to know that, yeah, if you don't feel good on the inside, no matter what you do to the outside, it's not going to improve your overall sense of well-being. So we wanted to check in with you this week to say, what is your self-image tied to? What is your self-image tied to? Is that a good subject, Mama Day?
Excellent subject. Excellent.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes, because, you know, it's not things that make you. And if you were getting that sense from us encouraging you to go out and transition and transform your outer being, that we didn't want you to miss the ticket on the inner being, that really what you tie your self-image to is the most important thing. And we're going to break that down into the five W's. Is your self-image tied to the five W's? We wanted to know, right? And so what are the five W's? For those of you who got zero mathematics, the science of today, you already know that language and you know what the five W's are. But for those of you who don't know, the five W's is a concept I came up with in my book, Zero Mathematics, the Science of Today. And so I'm just going to take a moment to bring everybody up on the same page, so that as we continue to dialogue this month, we all know what we're talking about. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. So the five W's. How do you define yourself? What is your sanity tied to if it's outside of God? And believe me, it is outside of God, because man's natural tendency is to make God to himself or herself versus worshiping our Heavenly Father. And if you're not worshiping yourself, then it is something else your value system rests on. And what could that possibly be? The five W's. Going after the five W's, the five deadly W sins that thrive off of the senses, which are the who, what, when, where, and why of human needs. being caught up in status, materialism, matrimony, ego, sin, appearances, living in the world versus other world, you can lose yourself and your sanity. And the five W's of basic human needs are who? Who do I know? Whose network do I belong to? Who am I? My title, my position. And who am I with, dating or married to? The what? What you look like, what you have, what you own, what you are. I am Dr. Jones, such and such. When? When do I get that next thing? When did I accomplish what I have now? When I get X, then I'll be happy or satisfied. But upon getting X, you never are. And your life is driven by what age you accomplish something. The where. Where do I live? Where do I work? Where do I or my family accomplish our daily activity living? You know how some people say, oh, I live in Harlem. Oh, I live in Manhattan. Ooh, right? But, oh, if you live in the other boroughs or if you live in a different section of New York, that's not as good. No. And why? Why do I get what I have? The world calls it the halo effect. When you get what you do because of a certain reason that most people have a favorable bias towards. So, the who, what, when, where, why. Those are the five W's. So, are we all clear when I talk about the five W's, what I'm talking about now?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So, let's break that down. Let's start with the who, right? Who do I know? You know, whose network do I belong to? In a world where everybody's on Facebook, LinkedIn, MySpace, Yahoo, Black People Meet, Match.com, it's all about who you know, what school you went to, who do you hang out with, who do you take pictures with, you know, who's in your Rolodex, you know. That's what I'm talking about when I say the who. Does who you know make you? Does who do you know make you?
No.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Mm-mm.
And it shouldn't define you either.
It shouldn't define you. I mean, it shouldn't define you if you went to the best school on the planet or the worst. It doesn't matter. That doesn't make you or break you.
That's right.
Doesn't make you or break you. I mean, I have been to the best institutions on the planet. I have worked for the best companies on the world. That didn't make me, you know. And when I did, and, you know, I'm going to be honest, there was a point in time when those things did define me. You know, those, I would say, oh, I had this, or I went here, or I did that. And, you know, that was my calling card because I know those calling cards have opened doors for me. But that, you know, When you start depending on that for your self-image, that's a negative. That's a negative. Have you ever felt like that, Mom and Dad?
No.
Well, you've been an LPN for a certain amount of time. Did you ever go, well, I'm an LPN, and that makes me feel more special? I mean, you worked with AIDS and things like that. Did you ever get caught up in the who you knew, the nurses you knew?
No.
That's really good.
I did nursing because when I first started out, I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
And that's healthy. So your self-image wasn't tied to your nursing degree?
No.
Excellent. You know, I can't say that, you know, I didn't get caught up in my self-image being tied to my degrees or my stat or my position or who I knew. So, you know, when I did cross that mountaintop and realize that wasn't going to make me happy, it was a coming to Jesus moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did think that I was somebody because I was a nurse.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about. This is what I'm saying. You think you're somebody because of what you do, and that's the next point.
Of what I accomplished.
Okay, here's the good point, all right? So the next 5W, what you look like, what you have, what you own, what you are. So if you got caught up in, well, I'm a nurse, and like I'm saying, I got caught up in, I was an HR executive. I was an HR director. I was heading up human resources functions for some Fortune 50 companies. You know, I thought, oh, wow, I'm special.
But did that make us special? Did it make you special because you were a nurse or because, you know, I was the head of human resources?
No, it didn't make me special. Mm-hmm. I feel that it was a sense of accomplishment. I mean, I didn't obtain it easily,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't define who I was.
Okay.
But it was an accomplishment.
Very good,
and
I think that's the key factor where sometimes our accomplishments go from just that, an accomplishment, something we did, to something, what we are. And that's not what we are. What we are is not our accomplishments.
That's right.
And I think that's a good way to define it. But it's very easy, and this is why I'm bringing it up. It's a 5W. It's very easy for your who and your what to define you, to what your self-image is tied to. So God forbid you get suspended from nursing or suspended from human resources or fired from your job or you're disabled and you can no longer do those things, you know, then what? You're no longer the who and you're no longer the what. You're no longer, oh, Mrs. Day, head of human resources, or Mrs. Day, nursing such and such, right? Then what do? You know, when that first happened to me and boom, you know, I lost my job, I was just like, Jesus Christ, I thought I lost my mind. Like somebody took everything from me when I lost my job or I wasn't able to function and do it, you know, because I had defined myself by what I was and what I had accomplished. And, you know, that was very different. And I lost my sanity. I did, because that's how I defined myself.
Well, when I lost my job, I was upset about losing my money,
mm-hmm.
My source of income.
Mm-hmm.
And when you, but not also did I lose the source of income, but medical benefits too.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of medical problems.
Mm-hmm.
But once decisions were made and what I had to do, I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so the nursing itself really, you know, my main concern was finances.
Okay. Nova Gladson, welcome to Taboo Talk. We see you in the chat room. Mo Smith, our regular guy on the time. Mo Smith, welcome to Taboo Talk. And Mama Day, to your point, you were looking at it, again, from an everyday approach. And we're just talking about your self-image. Some people don't look at it in terms of the practical. Some people, their definition of who they are, not the financial component, not the benefit component, but who they are was tied to their job. And different from you, I'm saying my self-esteem was tied to my job. My self-esteem at one point in time was tied to my degrees. It was tied to who I knew. It was tied to the things I had. It was what I accomplished. Those things defined me. And I think that was so negative because that wasn't it. That wasn't it. And I think you had a very healthy approach. The when is another 5W. When do I get the next thing? When do I accomplish what I have now? A lot of people are caught up in the fact that, oh, when I'm 25, I will be married and have a kid. Or when I'm 30, I'll be married, have a kid, have a car, have a house. Or and I accomplished that, so, you know, check mark, everything's all right, that's my self-image. But what happens if you're 35 and you haven't accomplished the things that you set up to, you know? So your 5W on the win component hasn't been met. Hi, Mo Smith, we see you. Hi, Nova Gladson, thank you for saying hello. Yeah, what if that doesn't happen? So the 5W that you went after, that win doesn't happen. Or you lose it. You know, you get it and you lose it. Well, I tell you the truth. I saw a lot of people in the Cuckoo for Cocoa Puff situation losing their mind because when they didn't hit that timeline definition of of making it by 35, making it by 40. How about the time when you get 50, you get 60 years old, and exiting you out the organization because, hello, now they think you need to go on the greener pastures, but not in their organization. So now you're no longer relevant. Okay, so now it's time sensitive on this end because we don't think that you have anything to give us. Get out. So now, right. So now you're being impacted on this end again. The win. So, what happens? What happens when you get to that point in life? You know. What happens when you're 80 years old? And your children decide, well, you no longer can be living with us. They put you in a nursing home. Nursing homes are filled with 80 and 90 and 100-year-old people who are not even visited sometimes by their family, you know. So when, you know, you've been chasing life, you're finally in the wisdom years of your life, and now people just checked you out. So when can be a big thing to deal with as a 5W? Going after it all your life, when you accomplish something, getting it and realizing it's empty. The where do I live? Where do I work? Where do I or my family accomplish our daily active living? Let me break that down. Being from Long Island, Roosevelt, Long Island, I took so much pride in growing up in Roosevelt. Roosevelt, Long Island, like it was a big thing to say, wow, I'm from the suburbs. I didn't grow up in the city, you know. And then to grow up in the city, you know, now, you know, some people who grew up in the city, they're like, well, I grew up in this borough, and this borough is better than that borough, right? Or now living in the city, okay, I live in the Bronx, but the Bronx may not be as popular as Harlem, and Harlem may not be as popular as Manhattan, and you know, so where you live is a big thing. Nova's laughing. Why are you laughing at that, Nova? Nova in the chat room's laughing about, because she says, I love being from the Bronx. Laugh a lot. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, she probably one of those Bronxites that put down Brooklyn. Yep. Why is that? I don't know why people put down other boroughs. I don't know why people put down other boroughs. You know, I know why I put down urban living versus suburb living. And Mo Smith is from the Belt, and he's like, the Belt. Hello, Roosevelt in the house, Strong Allen. Oh, Nova's from Philly. But anyway, Mo, yes, the Belt. Okay, why Roosevelt, Long Island people love the suburbs? Because we just thought it was all that in a bag of chips, you know? So you got the beautiful Long Island with the trees and the grass. And then,
and the raccoons.
And oh yeah, I didn't see any, but we had raccoons. And we had nice barbecues and the butterflies, and it was special. And then, you know, my mom, she was like, "Oh, the city, y'all not going into the city that much. It's scary." And I was always scared of the city as a result of that. You remember that mom telling us not to go in the city?
Well, I wouldn't let you go in the city by yourself.
Yeah, so we didn't go in the city, period. You know, just a couple of times. My mom would take us in, take us right out. Now, Nova, she says she's from Philly. She doesn't understand why people are stuck on locations. She's in Philly, but was born in the Bronx. She doesn't see why people are stuck on location and why this thing is better than that. You know what, Nova? People bug out on the where, and that's what I'm talking about. It's a 5W, because people make space such a big issue on this planet. You know, next thing you know,
it's a status symbol.
Mm-hmm. It is such a status symbol where you live, as if, you know, it's as if we made some streets made of gold, some streets made of silver, some streets made of copper. And the ones on the people on the copper street, y'all just in the wrong. Okay, but everybody on the gold, y'all know y'all right. Am I lying? I don't know where the gold streets are. But apparently that's the place to live.
Well, you show me a street paved with gold or silver and I'll be there. But unfortunately, that's it's a status symbol.
It is a status symbol. It is a status symbol. And you're right, Nova. When we leave New York and we go to any place else and we say we from the Big Apple, everybody get excited. Because what's going on? Y'all from New York. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because New York is the place to be. And we up here infighting. Can you imagine? And so the last W is why. Why do I get what I have? And the world calls it a halo effect. And really that breaks down to, do you get why you have what you have because you're pretty? Do you get what you have because you're popular, because you went to the right schools? Whatever it is, it goes from being okay and something that's just a natural thing for you to being a sin when you get caught up in it. Like, let's say that you're pretty, right? Pretty becomes ugly real quick when you're conceited.
True.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ugliest sight in the world is a conceited person. Is a conceited person just know they pretty and puts people down because of that. But when you're humble about it and you thank God for, you know, something that is just natural, then it's still a beautiful thing. It's not a sin. So that's the five W's. That's the five W's. What's your thought on all that so far, Mama Day?
Well, what's coming through my mind is it's like the cliques that they have in the high schools and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the high schools. It's the elementary schools, too. The pretty girls against the other girls. The nerds you know, the average girl, you know, picking on the nerds. You
mm-hmm.
know, you always have this infighting going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it escalates as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
You, the same personalities just got older.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of people wanting to help each other and one for all and all for one, it's a selfish I, me, and I'm this and I'm that because I have this and that, and it's not really so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just to let you know, Nova Gadsden said college and professional world too. It happens in all those places. It doesn't stop. It doesn't
That's
stop.
Right. That's
it doesn't
right.
stop.
It doesn't stop.
Well, you know, and this is why chasing after the five W's, the who, what, when, where, and why, what I just explained, is not
mm-hmm.
right.
It's
a
not
sin.
Right.
That's right. And if you chase after those five W's and you tie your self-esteem to it, right, there's nothing wrong with having any of that. It's not wrong for having it. But when you tie your self-esteem to it and your self-image to that, and all of a sudden you're defined by that. That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's wrong. That's where it becomes a sin. And you know what? God addressed that. This was brought up in the Bible. Let me bring out the word on this. Okay. We go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 15. Hold on a second. Chapter 4, verse 15. It says, "You saw no form of any kind the day the Lord spoke to you at Horeb out of the fire. Therefore, watch yourselves very carefully, so that you do not become corrupt and make for yourselves an idol, an image of any shape, whether formed like a man or a woman, or like any animal on earth, or any bird that flies in the air, or like any creature that moves along the ground, or any fish in the waters below. And when you look up to the sky and see the sun, the moon, and the stars, all the heavenly array, do not be enticed into bowing down to them and worshiping things the Lord your God has apportioned to all the nations under heaven."
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when God appeared, he was formless. He didn't take no shape so that we wouldn't worship a shape. And like he said, nothing that he made, he broke it down. Nothing that he made are we supposed to worship. So when we get into this thing of worshiping our pieces of paper, you know, our degrees, when we get into worshiping our space, our houses and our cars and our clothes and our jewels and all this stuff, as if those things make us and define us, then that's, you know, the correct term is, the sin that is that it's becoming idol worship.
Mm.
And I'll be the first to say, and I admit it earlier, and I'll say it again, my self-esteem, my self-definition was to all of that. I thought when I got all of that, it would make me happy. And that's why I went for the best in everything. I thought, oh, my God, if I go out, get the best job, make the most, make six figures, get out there, have the best title, get out there with the best Ivy League degrees, best cars, I'm going to be happy. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. You could get all of that and be the most miserable son of a gun on the planet, which was me.
That's true.
And I'm going to tell you something else. You could get all of that, lose it, and lose your mind because you thought that's what defined you. Did that too. So I'm telling you, let one little piece of the puzzle come apart, it will all unravel. If that's what
like
you define yourself.
Like a house of cards.
Like a house of cards. Blah, blah, blah. It would be done like popcorn.
Okay, so are you saying that, okay, so those things having you instead of you having them is tied with low self-esteem?
Yes, it is actually, because your self-esteem is caught up in the thing component versus defining yourself the right way, and we're going to get to that in a moment. But
okay.
If you are defining yourself by those things, yeah. That's
yeah.
not healthy self-esteem.
No, it's not. Because I remember having the house.
Mm-hmm.
The house had me instead of me having it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's, you know, it's very hard to let go. But, you know, if you realize these things and just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Like they say, let go and let God, then you can keep them.
It's true. Now, I want to acknowledge Mo Smith and Nova Gadsden. Thank you so much for being in the chat room and keeping us company. You're adding a lot of value to the conversation. We appreciate you being there. Mom David didn't hear you. Say that again.
I said yes, and you know, thank you for being there.
Thank you. I wanted to say that, yeah, let go, let God. Let go, let God, and, you know, stop being fake phony. Stop with the fake phoniness, okay? Because these things just have you being fake phony and not a genuine life. Because what's real genuine happiness tied to? What is genuine happiness tied to? Oh, Nova, thank you for having the show. Thank you for being a part of the show. Real happiness is tied to the things you can't buy. It's like somebody remembering to say your name just right. Boy, it's simple, but it's priceless. When it's coming from someone you love, and they say, "Hi, Charmaine, how you doing?" That sounds special. You know, going outside and seeing a sunset. You don't have to pay for it, but you can see the most magnificent sunsets on the planet just by walking outside, smelling the fresh air. Things that are free.
Try waking up in your right mind.
Thank you, Jesus. That's a blessing. And having been without my right mind, I'm telling you, when you're in the right frame of mind, it is a blessing. Don't take it for granted. Waking up, having the use of your limbs.
Thank you.
You know, looking, having the ability to pick up the phone and talk to somebody that you love or care about.
Mhm. It's true. I mean, these are the things that happen every day that a lot of times in the hustle and bustle we take for granted until something happens.
And it's a wake-up call. And Mo Smith, thank you so much. He just gave us some good word. Mo Smith wanted us to know that those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. That's Jonah 2:8, New International Version. Go, Mo Smith, and I'm going to repeat that. That was beautiful.
Yes.
Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. And I think that's what I'm trying to get to, the grace. You know, we act like it's in our own strength, and that's why I wanted to talk about the fake phoniness. For 33 years, I was in that mode of all the who, chasing the five W's, the who, what, when, and where, chasing them. I thought these things would make me happy, and they didn't. And you know what? What I really was saying was that even though I am a quote-unquote Christian, I really was a fake phony Christian. I said, because, see, by chasing those five W's, I had made an idol out of myself. And anything that I could touch, feel, sense, or do, or accomplish in my own strength, where was Jesus in this picture? Not present. Not present. When I went to the altar and I surrendered and I gave my life to Christ again and said, Lord, I dropped this S. Apparently, I think I'm Superwoman. Let me drop this S from my chest, pick up the J for Jesus, and I just allow you to, you have full reign. I'm going to let you have control. You know, I'm not going to think I can save me because I can't save me. I'm doing a very bad job of keeping it together. Lord, can you take control and humble me and make me happy and fill me up with peace and love and joy because I felt so empty and dead inside? And that grace that Mo talks about in giving us this scripture, those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. The grace that comes when you make him truly your Savior surpasses all understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you are really, truly happy, you don't ever, ever want that fake phoniness again.
That's true. That is true. And when you have that true, true happiness, and peace, and liking and loving yourself, it shows from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. So,
you try to let all the hate and grudge and deep seated things that you have to water to remember to know why you're not speaking to this one and that. When you let all that go and clean out your vessel and fill it up with love, it shows.
Mm-hmm. Now, step one, because, you know, people say, and I used to hear this all the time in church. It used to aggravate my nerves because we would never get to the solution point. So we talked a lot about the problem, okay, and chasing after the five W's and tying your self-image to that. That's the problem. Let's get on to the solution side, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How do we get to loving and liking ourselves and making Jesus the Lord and Savior of our life and feeling happy? You know, because I know people see the pictures now and they look like, Charmaine, you really look happy. Mama Day, you really look happy. We are happy. So why are we happy? Because first, we did let go and let God. Second, we prayed. And, you know, one of the things you do is that when you pray, you're sincere about it. And there's no special formula to praying except for you address your prayer to our Heavenly Father. You ask God to truly forgive you for all your sins, and you truly forgive all those people, and I don't mean some, all those people who done wrong by you. And you forgive yourself for any part, any holding on, grudges, you forgive you. You let it go. You drop it at the altar. And then you start doing some unselfish prayers for other people, for your family, your friends. And you do some selfish prayers for you. And ask God to give you the strength to carry on. And then you start getting into the Word. Like, for me, keep it simple. You know, I was just like, keep it simple. Sometimes the Bible was a little bit too complex when I first started. So I was like, okay, let me just take one scripture and run with it. Now, we could begin with, as a body, listening to Taboo Talk with the scripture that Mo gave us. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. Jonah 2:8, NIV. Deep, deep. That could take a whole year of meditation on it, and you could get. That's a whole year.
That's right.
Because when you could break that down in such a way, just like that. That every day there could be a new revelation. That scripture wasn't there when I first came. The first scripture that came for me was Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. And the key word for me was Jesus Christ. So now you got two scriptures. You got Jonah 2:8. You got Philippians 4:13. And sometimes you take it slow. You take one scripture, you read it, you marinate on it, you eat it until it becomes part of you. You take the second scripture. I just gave you step two, Philippians 4:13. You eat it, you marinate on it, and it becomes part of you. So much so that people say, you know, I quote scriptures, sayings, and they're like, where you go? I'm like, okay, I got to get a concordance because I just believe it. It's a part of me at this point. I don't quote things. I am it. You know, and that's where you got to become. Like this scripture that Mo Smith gave and even Nova Gadsden said, yes, this is a deep scripture. I'm going to meditate on this for the next 6 months. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. Jonah 2:8. Powerful. Powerful. And in the translation I like, NIV, that's what you got to do. That's how you get to deliverance. And so while you are doing that transformation on the inside, you know, I've been also saying to you week by week on the previous weeks, transform the outer. Because as you're pouring new in, you can't have old wineskins. So it wasn't that I was saying be superficial about it. I was saying, no, we're going to work on the inside. Have some outside going on too, because then people will see the renewing of your mind on all levels, and you'll feel good because you see it, you feel it, you're becoming it, and it's a whole total body approach. And then you have to take time. God has to become like a personal friend to you. Like I tell people, I got Jesus on speed dial. You know, sometimes I pick up my cell phone. And I just call Jesus up. You know, I just be like, listen, Lord, you know, I got to get real with it. You know, I need something physical. So I just be like, Lord, and I'll be talking to Jesus. Or I'll just come in the house, I'll talk to Jesus. You know, I got a problem, I take it to Jesus. I don't even try and resolve it in my own strength. Like, I'd be like, Lord, send me an answer. I'll open up the Bible, answer be right there. Or somebody will call, give me the revelation. You know, I really am serious when I say I let him lead me. And it goes so much better. And then a thing that you're going to start seeing happen is people going to say, wow, seems like things always go your way. Seems like there's something about you. That's right, because that grace that was missing from my life before, the grace that Mo Smith said in the scripture that I forfeited when I had made an idol of myself, I got now because I'm worshiping God. So now I got grace, favor, and mercy. So, woo, things are happening quick. You know, anybody log on to unlimitedhelp.com sees a lot goes on in the month, and we don't put up all the pictures. So it's like, wow, why so much going on? Because we're walking with Jesus. Am I lying, Mom?
No, you're not. I know that my daily routine is I wake up praising and thanking God and talking to Jesus. You know, and all through the day. And at night, I go to sleep thanking God for the day. I mean, just praising him and thanking him and just loving him. And I put on one of my CDs that I have mixed of different gospel songs that I like. And that's how I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And then I wake up the next day, I'm actually humming one of the songs. Mm-hmm. And I think that's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It is beautiful. And I think praise is in praising him. And you know, another thing is a lot of people think that when something's going on, you got to pray 50 million times about the same problem. No. Mm-hmm. What you got to do is pray once about the problem and then praise him because you believe he's got it done. Like, sometimes I think people think God is stupid. Like, he don't need a parakeet. God. No, say it one time, boom, he got it. Next. Matter of fact, he see the problems where you do. So, you know, you just go in and ask, see, Daddy, can you help me? This situation, okay, thank you. Boom, it's done. Praise him for the situation. Thank him for the delivery. And, you know, just like Mama Day said, keep on praising him. And the other thing that you need to do is surround yourself with positive people. Do you remember I said a lot of people fake phony?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people fake phony because they caught up in chasing the 5 W's. So who, what, when, and where. They going after those things because those things they think make them happy. And then after a while, you say, my God, you ever pick up the phone and somebody says, oh, I know so-and-so, and I can do this because I got this and this and that, and I do this and this and this and that. And they never really say that they're happy, or they ask you a deep, meaningful question, like, how are you feeling? You know, what's nice going on with you? Or say something encouraging to you, like, you know, something encouraging. Like, people have got dead conversations going on. So you don't want to be around that negativity. You want to be around people who are saying positive things, people who drop jewels of wisdom. Like, look at Mo. Mo Smith is a regular on Taboo Talk. Boom, drop a wisdom of pearl. He's one of my brother's best friends, one of the boys from Roosevelt. We love him. Boom, drop in wisdom. You need positive people around you like that, okay? If people are not uplifting you, giving you something that can make your spirit better, saying, hey, okay, this can help you transform on the outer, ain't looking out for your best interest, you need to do that inventory check. And we talked a couple weeks ago about who's in your inner circle. You got to have the right people around you.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like you wouldn't take a baby, right, and put a baby around a bunch of dogs that eat human beings. No, you would not. You put the baby in a loving, caring environment. So do the same thing for yourself. Because you're starting something new, and you're like a brand-new baby starting something new as you're doing this transformation.
And then you should be able to spend time with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people think that it's conceited or off the wall to like and love yourself, to take care of me, myself, and I. A lot of times we don't take care of ourselves. We're busy taking care of that person and making sure the kids have and the husband has and the grandma and the this and the that. And you forget about self.
Mm-hmm.
You forget about how you look, what you put on. And some of the people I see in the street, I wonder if they ever looked in the mirror at what they put on.
And that's why I be reminding y'all every week, we are God's representation in the planet. And, you know, this is the temple of God, of Jesus. We are
that's
his temple. We make him look good. He gave our bodies to us for us to take care of, okay, and to love and like. And like Mama Day is saying, that's mission critical. So today we've talked about, because we have 10 minutes left, today we talked about chasing the 5 W's and how that's a sin, because when you chase the 5 W's and you tie your self-image to that, in essence, you are worshiping an idol, worshiping things, worshiping yourself, but you're not worshiping God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not wrong for you to want things and to have things, but not to worship them, not to define yourself by them. And if you are doing that, you got to you got to be careful. God bless you, Nova. Thank you for listening. Nova is running, but Nova, we appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Thank you, Nova.
And so it's important that you take care of yourself and not worship things, but to focus in on your relationship with God, your prayer life, and getting word in you that builds you up. And we got the word. Give me one second. We got the word that we're focusing in on that Mo gave us, which is Jonah 2:8. And once you finish with that word, I want you to go to Philippians 4:13. Those are the two words we want you to focus in on. And Mama Day, do you have your bit of wisdom for this week?
Well, I think my bit of wisdom is right in line with our topic of today, and that is when you focus first on God, then He'll let you have the things, the desires of your heart.
Mm.
What you were saying today, the five W's,
mm-hmm.
you'll chase after them, but that doesn't mean you're going to keep them or really obtain them.
Okay. And
this was a great topic today. Great.
Thank you. Thank you. And my weekly bit of wisdom, again, is from Zero Mathematics to Science of Today. And the five W's actually are from pages 5-9, and we go in more depth on how to come up with solutions in this book, Zero Mathematics to Science of Today. And the wisdom bit, besides the five W's and not to chase after them, is that a delay doesn't mean a denial, but a bigger deliverance. The key is to wait without anger, attitude, or being anxious, just anticipation of the promise God has given you. But this advice and wisdom is the hardest of them all. Why? We like things our way, when we want it, now, on our time frame. But the problem? It's God's time frame, not ours. Let it go and let God should be our mantra. Really, let go. Be quiet. Release your mouth and mind. Just praise God for your delivery from your situation and yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And we have guest 502. Welcome, guest 502. Thank you for being here, Mo Smith. Thank you so much, Mo. You gave the most awesome, awesome scripture that really hit home. We appreciate you, Mo. We have some announcements. Mama Day, do you have an announcement?
No.
Okay. I have a couple of announcements. Taboo Talk, the Cablevision show, is being aired on Time Warner, MNN, Channel 57, every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. It's showed today, and it will be seen every other week. It's also on BronxNet, Channel 70, on Thursdays at 4:30. So if you live in the Bronx, you can see us tomorrow at 4:30. Please log on to www.unlimitedhelp.com. That's UNLIMITEDHELP.com. Unlimited Help Incorporated is the company that brings us Taboo Talk. And Taboo Talk is the vision of mine. I'm Lady Charmaine Day. And Unlimited Help Incorporated is in business to help individuals transform utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. And if you need a personal consultation, please contact us via the website, and we will be happy to give you a consultation. We want to let you know, if you haven't heard it already this week, that you are so very special. You hear me? You are very, very special. You are our VIP. You're our listeners. And, you know, we want you to be blessed, not stressed. So we hope that you heard today's message, that you really think about it, that you implement it, and keep your chin up. As you're transforming, as you're going out and getting your Mac makeovers and getting your new clothes from all the great stores having sales and, you know, you love it and liking you, remember to love and like the inside of you, too, and to make Jesus the head, not you. So marinate on that scripture, Jonah 2:8, and then after that, Philippians 4:13, because those two scriptures will deliver you. And remember, be blessed, not stressed. And so we're going to end today with the song, our theme song, which is You Reign, God Reigns, God Reigns. And because God reigns in our life, we are saved. We began our show with I Tried It All, because check it. I just told y'all, I tried it all before I let it go and gave it over to Jesus. And we want to thank Asaph Womack for providing us with our theme music. He's an anointed child of God, and through his song ministry and ministry, he's blessing others. So thank you, Asaph, for I Tried It All, and now You Reign. So I want you guys to have a great 4th of July, and tune in next week as we continue to gear up to having the best self-image possible. Remember, you make God look good and stay special.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You're mad.